We're gonna go ahead and continue with today's media availabilities. We are now joined by our race winner, Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 Mobil 1 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Christopher, congratulations. With no practice today in the Cup Series, is there anything that you learned in the Xfinity race that can possibly translate for tomorrow?
I don't think so. The cars nowadays are so different, and just the way that this thing drove today is not anything like the Cup car is going to drive tomorrow. So it was fun, and I had a good time racing, and it's just enjoyable to go out there and race, and it's like, you know, what everyone does growing up racing, right? And my day job's in the Cup Series, so coming to the Xfinity car is a little bit less pressure, and it's enjoyable to drive these cars. They're you can slide them around a lot, so it's fun on a bunch of different levels.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions. If you have one, please raise your hand. We'll go to Jerry, and then to Bob, and then to Terrell.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheStars.net. By the way, I had faith in you. Jim Utter did not. That dollar belongs to him.
I don't think I had faith in myself either at the end of that race.
What's it like to, you know, you're perfect here. You know, four in a row, I think the only other time they said was Allmendinger at the Roval. So your thoughts on maintaining that record?
Yeah, I mean, like I said yesterday, winning is never easy. And I blew it today on pit road, and we lost control of the race. And then once I lost control of the race, it looked like I was going to lose until, you know, we had that fortunate restart or fortunate overtime restart. So winning is just, it's hard, and everything has to go right to win. And, we snuck one out today. That's for sure.
We'll come down here to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. I have two. The first, before the final restart, you and Custer kind of banging doors and everything. Were you that fire you up at all? Was that just fun? Like, what? How did you view all that?
No, I mean, in that scenario, whenever you're dead even and you're banging doors like that, you're just I don't even think any of us meant to do that, right? Like, you're especially getting into turn three, it's rough, and you're kind of getting bounced around. So, no, it didn't fire me up. I thought it was hard racing.
And you know, I know drivers do their best to stay focused. I'm curious, like, did after yesterday, like, were you checking things online, people making jokes, people doing these things, did it impact your focus at all for today?
Well, after yesterday, it was definitely a day that I stayed off of my phone. I stayed off of social media for sure, and just tried to hibernate. And nobody let me live it down. Like, everyone I see obviously tells me how stupid I am, but I tried to get away, get offline.
And then you had to come here.
I know, and then I had to walk into this place. I reached out to the Gibbs guys. I reached out to Joe, Dave Alpern, Carmichael, and I obviously said, guys, I am so sorry. And That's a big deal, right? Like, a driver announcement is a really big deal, and I completely fudged it up. So I've never in my life screwed up that bad, and that was a huge, huge mistake, and I'm very glad that they took it easy on me.
Well,
I mean,
we'll go ahead to Terrell and then to Matthew.
Hi, Christopher. Terrell Covey with the Portsmouth Herald. Take me through that last restart a little bit, because it got a little wild in front of you. A hole opened up, and it looked like you said, all right, thanks.
Yeah, well, I had probably 20 restarts on the bottom lane as the second-place car all day, and some of them were better than others, but obviously I think I did get the lead one time. But aside from that, I was always kind of coming out in second or third, and I knew what I needed to do. If I could stay beside him, I felt really good in one and two on the bottom. So I felt like if I could stay, you know, close to even with him, that I could clear him on the bottom one and two. And then whenever we took off, I got a terrible, terrible restart. And then Sheldon Creed ended up getting into second. And then he was the one who opened up the door for me in three and four. He got Cole a little bit loose, and then I was able to squeak to the inside of him. And once I got to the inside of three wide down the front straightaway, I felt like I was in the position that I wanted to be in to win the race.
We'll come right here to the middle, and then go to Dustin, and then to Jim.
Matthew Warners with Northeast Sports News. Christopher, can you just talk about Justin making his Xfinity debut today and just how big is it for a modified guy to race in these cars?
I'm so happy for him to get that opportunity. You know, Justin is a professional race car driver, and we need guys like him in this sport to keep it going. And you know, seeing him and Bubba Pollard and you know, even Josh Berry coming up, like those guys are at the top of their game and they're in the lower levels. Those are the guys that we need in this sport. So I was thrilled to have Justin Bonsignor come up and be a part of the Xfinity Series. And I just hope and pray that we have more elite short track racers like that coming up into the lower NASCAR series.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Lovino, JC.com. Hey, Christopher, you've worked a lot with Tyler Allen. He was your engineer for a few years. And now halfway through his first season as crew chief, he's got four wins.
I think four wins with four different drivers, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's incredible.
What's it like, or what's it been like working with him over the last 4 or 5 years?
He's amazing. And he's been our race engineer, and now he's turned crew chief. And his mental capacity is obviously amazing. He's a super, super smart, intelligent human being. But then his demeanor, his attitude, the way that he handles adversity today, I mean, he never thought that we were out of it. Even whenever I thought we were out of it, he was on the radio telling me that, you know, we're in a good spot. So this is my first time driving for him as a crew chief. But I thought his demeanor was everything that he needs to be a great Cup crew chief one day.
We'll go to Jim, and then we'll go right there in the back.
Jim Hunter, Motorsport.com. Two questions. First, how much did the winning streak here mean to you?
It meant a lot. I didn't want to break it, but you know, I can't stress enough how hard winning is. And to win any race, everything has to go right. And today, not everything didn't go right, and we still snuck one out because of the circumstances. But I screwed up getting into my pit stall and missing my mark, and then we lost the lead on pit road. So it's hard to win these things, and I'm very, very, you know, fortunate and thankful, and it's not taken lightly, you know, what has just happened, because I fully am aware that it's not normal to win, right? And it's hard to do.
And between your experience in today's race and what you saw at Richmond with the wet weather tires, you have what's your impression of how things might go tomorrow if you end up using them?
Yeah, I mean, the wet weather tires are great to get a race going for sure, and I think it's very necessary to have. The only thing is they wear out so quickly, and I think at Richmond we maybe did 20 or 30 laps and the tires were shot. And then today we did, I think, 10, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't have much life left on them. So, you know, I don't know what the circumstances are going to be if we have to go a longer period than that. But yeah, I mean, I think it's awesome to be able to get the race started in damp conditions, and it's honestly fine. Like, the cars drive good. They're not out of control. You just run out of tire very quickly.
We'll go right here to the back. And then we'll go in the back to Lee.
Amy Henderson, frontstretch.com. Christopher, we talked about you being perfect here in the Xfinity Series, but you also have a cup win and probably could have at least one or two more. What is it about this place?
Joe Gibbs Racing. That's what it is about this place. And I have no magic here. Absolutely. It is all about the race car you drive, and I have the best team in the business, especially on these short tracks, these flat tracks. The cars just drive good, and I've figured out a way to maximize the equipment, and I'm fortunate enough to be, you know, here today. So the only magic that I have is the cars that I sit in, and they have a really good package whenever they come to Loudoun, New Hampshire.
We'll go in the back to Lee.
Spencer, SiriusXM, NASCAR Radio, and CatchFence.com. You were extremely gracious when Sheldon came to Victory Lane and complimentary. What is it about him that you see that you think he has the potential to be a weekly contender?
I think that, is that his 10th second place? Is that right?
Yeah.
He got his ninth at Sonoma, right?
Yeah. How, tied the record.
Yeah, so that's insane. And 10 second place finishes is insane. I don't think I have 10 second place finishes in my Xfinity career. So, you know, he's consistently putting himself in position. And, you know, I think that I'm hoping that once he breaks through and gets to victory lane, then it'll come more often. And, you know, is he a Truck Series champion? He is. Yes, he is. Like, you can't fake that. And like the Truck Series, he won a ton of races. And I've always thought that he's going to be the guy coming up. And then the Xfinity Series, it's been, you know, he hasn't been able to get to victory lane yet, but, he's a NASCAR champion. And I think that he's more than capable of doing this.
Any other questions for Christopher? All right, we'll wrap right here with Bob.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up on that. Like, so if he takes out Cole for a win, like, does he get a little bit of grace if he does something that maybe is a little bit over the line because he's been second so many times?
I mean, I think that's what gives me a lot of respect for him is generally he races really clean. You know, last week him and John Hunter had a little bit of a scuffle that was not ideal, but I don't know. I mean, everyone has their code of ethics or whatever you want to call it, and that's not my style. Like, I'm not going to wreck anyone to win, and he hasn't yet. So, you know, I do not think that gives him a free pass to go blast someone to win a race by any means, but you know, you have to do it clean for sure.
Congratulations, Christopher. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.